Is the state monitoring seafood quality, any potential radiation contamination? Are there any concerns along those lines?
At this point, the state is not monitoring seafood for radiation contamination. We don't have a program to do that. We do monitor seafood for a variety of contaminants, but radiation hasn't been a need for in the past, so we don't have an existing program to do that kind of work. But we are watching closely the federal activities monitoring the deposition of any radioactive material. And if we start to see that there's some deposition occurring in Alaskan waters, we'll work closely with our federal counterpart, the Food and Drug Administration, to start monitoring seafood or any other food product for that matter to see if the radiation is having an impact. But at this point, we are watching the monitoring sites, and so far there has been no deposition in Alaska from any radiation events in Japan. So I guess we're in a waiting pattern at the moment.
I guess the follow-up question is, how do people know there isn't a need? The fish that swim out in the Pacific are a little bit closer to potential contamination. Are there any buoys out there monitoring situations out in the Pacific or air quality out there, or any flights? If you're relying on the land-based monitoring system, how do you know?
Well, as far as I know, there are not any monitoring sites out in the ocean yet, but the fish that Alaskans rely on, aren't going out, are not getting into the waters near Japan. They're two separate life cycles, I guess, for our fish, and we're not, from what I'm being told, they don't seem to be going to the areas where there may be any concern, if any. But I would have to defer to the federal government for that sort of monitoring. Our responsibility or our area of concern, of course, is the processing of fish in Alaska that's consumed for human consumption. So we have concerns that fish coming into our processing plants is having radiation issues, at that point we'll again work with FDA to test them.
And that would be triggered by some kind of message from the FDA?
At this point, it would. We are relying on the monitoring that's occurring from all the federal partners out there, the NOAA, who is monitoring weather patterns and meteorological events, and EPA that's monitoring air deposition. And so we're watching what they're doing closely, and if there starts to be concerns that animals are being exposed or fish are being exposed or our oceans are being exposed to high levels of radiation, then you will see some testing starting.
Okay. All right. And just real briefly, Alaska does do testing. Alaska DEC does do testing for metals and other possible contaminants?
Yeah, we have a monitoring program where we're testing fish for a variety of contaminants on a kind of regular basis. It's sort of inconsistent where we collect samples. It's sort of random, but we have a pretty large database now of over 6,000 samples from around the state of fish that we've been testing for heavy metals and PCBs and pesticides and some of the other contaminants that we are aware of that are in our environment, and we just want to make sure the levels are low in Alaskan species. But as I said earlier, radiation is a new thing. It's not something we've had to think about before, and at this point, the state does not have the capacity to test for radiation in the state in fish, but the Federal Food and Drug Administration does, so we would be relying on them to use their laboratories to evaluate fish if it gets to that point.